My message this morning is something I know that I probably repeat myself every time I talk, but it's probably because it's something that I deal with all the time. So I think we can all relate to it. And my title is called, and it's just a simple title, Stop Trying and Just Be. Did you ever say to yourself, I just don't know why I just can't stop fill in the blank. I just don't know why things are not changing. And I can't seem to get a grip on this. Because I've said it to myself, and I'm sure there's other people that have heard themselves say that too. The scripture that I wanted to start with is Romans 7:15. It says, for I do not understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. That's the struggle that is so real within us, because we're flesh and spirit. The fleshly ourself wants to do what we want to do, but the spirit within us tells us, no, you're a new creature now. You're a new creation in Christ because you've accepted Jesus as your Savior. So then why am I not changing everything that I'm still dealing with? I still haven't changed. I still have the same issue. And maybe it's a bad attitude. It doesn't mean it has to be a big sin or any sin. It could be just our wrong attitude, our behaviors responding after maybe rejection and being angry and having a problem with forgiving somebody. Because let's just face it, we have to deal with people. We have to deal with the world and the events and things around us. Things are always coming at us at different angles. We might be having a good day and all of a sudden something just comes our way that just throws something into our life that we're not ready for. And we might not respond in a good way. But, you know, we have to remember that we are human and we are going to make mistakes and we're going to fail at many things. But there is one thing that we have to remind ourselves, that we are still saved by grace. We are still loved by God. We are still His child. And He's there at all times for us, no matter what. In Titus 2:11, it says, that same grace that saved us gives us power to say no to ungodliness. Now, when I think about ungodliness, right away, what do you think? Sinful things, bad things. But what is ungodly? Ungodly is maybe not accepting people as they are. Ungodly is not being humble. Ungodly is not forgiving. Ungodly is looking at the outer appearance of man and judging and criticizing. Because I'm thinking of how God would look at things. So if I'm saying it's ungodly, those are His attributes of being godly, as being humble, being forgiving, being loving, all those things. So our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And the problem, that's why I named the title what I did, it's the problem is we try to change. We try to make ourselves good. We try to make ourselves be what we feel we are supposed to be. And the more that we try in our own effort, the more we fail. It doesn't change us the more we try. We can try, we can pray, we can go to church at 3 times a week, we can read our Bible more, memorize scripture, we can do all those good things, but that alone is not going to change us inside. So we think that once we're saved, everything's going to be fine. I'm going to just be changed overnight. I'm never going to swear. I'm not going to criticize. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to do all these things. But we end up doing these things. We do these things that are in us from when we weren't saved. And believe me, there's times that I think, what did I say? Or what did I do? That's like the old me. That's like before I was saved. Like, wow, where did that come from? But things like that are there because they're still part of our old nature, and it pops up. So we find ourselves saying, I've been dealing with this, and why am I not, like, if any of you journal, or write notes of things in the past, if you go back and look at things that you wrote like maybe a year, maybe 5 years ago, and then you think, wow, things haven't really changed since then you're thinking, wonder why. I think the problem is that we say we are learning about what we need to be, and we believe them, we believe that God's word is true, but we don't really believe it deep down here. We haven't taken it from here to truly believe who we are now in Christ here and what God says who we are. And it's like this, the scripture says, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. I don't believe that I'm truly loved. I don't feel loved. I messed up again. I think God's mad at me. Or it's just like a fad diet. You the weight might come off, but the real issue isn't dealt with, and it comes right back because it was a surface band-aid to the problem. So there are things that are deep down within us that are wounded from our past, things from maybe childhood, things that have happened to us that made an impact on our life that may cause us to have a problem getting past certain things and responding the way that God has created us to be because we're hurt. And a lot of times when hurting people are hurting, they do things that normally they wouldn't do. And when I used to get angry, I mean, I used to throw a fit. My mom could tell you that. But anyways, just because I'm a Christian now and I'm saved doesn't mean I'm not going to get angry again. But I'm also, I can also allow the Lord to help me to not respond the way I did because things have changed in my mind about myself. If someone doesn't agree with me or they're upset with me, I don't believe that they hate me. I don't believe that they don't love me. But see, at one time in my life, I would have thought that. And that was, now I think it's silly. But now that I know the Lord and how he thinks about me and what he's like, I realize that's not true. So he shows us those things. Trying to transform ourselves is on the surface is just a surface healing. It's the band-aid. Notice that Paul says, I love how he, and I, you know, we've read that scripture so many times, but he says, I don't understand myself. Did you ever say that about yourself? I can't figure myself out. I don't understand why I'm doing this. Or I don't understand. Why am I thinking that? And so it's a real thing. The conflict within our inner man of who we always were and the new man saved by grace doesn't just automatically make our actions be good or not have the temptations to be acting out the way we were before. But we need to quit trying and doing things in our own strength. Trying, striving. If we're not careful, we will listen to the enemy instead of who we are now. Now, I liked how C.S. Lewis, Mom reminded me that she said that. No one knows how bad they are until they try to be good. And that's so true. Because the more you try, the more you realize, I am a wretched man, like Paul says. Why am I doing this? But see, that's the thing. We can recognize we aren't in our own strength. We are nothing, and we can't do anything without Jesus. Jesus even said that, without me, you can do nothing. And that means not even believing the things about yourself that are true. And that means even recognizing who God says you are. Even those kind of things you cannot do without Jesus. That's why those who don't know Jesus, it's foolishness to them to think the way we think. Because we've come to the understanding we're saved by grace. We didn't deserve anything. And it's only because of God's love that Jesus died for our sins and took that and conquered and gave us the victory. Some of the things that if we're not careful, in our ear, we have that little voice that talks to us sometimes. The enemy will say, see, you're never going to change. If you're such a good Christian, then why did you talk like that? Why did you act like that? Why didn't you do something? On and on and on. Or you're not qualified. Do you think that you're able to teach Sunday school or sing in the choir or do whatever because you did this and you did that? Paul was one of the sinners that was out persecuting all the Christians, but once Jesus got a hold of him, he recognized, wow, I was totally wrong. But he still was able to go out and be planting churches and writing all the epistles and still do it. And he struggled with that because, like he said, what a wretched man that I am, even though he was still doing the work of the Lord. So we can still be qualified to do the things as long as we come and recognize those things that we need God to help change in us. God's mad at you since you did that. Well, I failed again. I guess that's just the way I am. Those are things that I've heard before. It's too late to change now. Did you ever hear your parents say this? You're never going to learn. Sometimes I think that might be what God's saying, but that's not what God's saying. But see, we can confuse things of our feelings and things in the past, and we relate them to God and think that God's the same way. He's not always what we think, because we have to learn in his word, his character, and understand who God really is and what Jesus has done for us and who he is. And here's another one. Well, you haven't felt God's presence. He must have just left you. So forget that. That's not true. He's always with us. There are things that trigger our thoughts and our feelings that bring responses and words that come outwardly. And we have to wonder, where did that come from? And where or why did I say that? As the saying goes, like I said, the more you try to be good, it doesn't work. And the phrase that says, let's get to the heart of the matter, that is true. We got to get to the heart of the real matter that's going on inside of us. We're always struggling to be better. The world says, you got to be rich. The world says, you got to succeed. The world says that you can just have everything that you want. The world says, do whatever you feel. Whatever you feel is right. But that's not the way it is. We have to realize that we are not of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We can read the Bible, memorize the scriptures, study the Bible, go to church, like I said, but if our heart does not believe what we say, it's not going to change anything. We need the Lord to convince us of these things. And the only way we're going to have the Lord convince us if we spend time and talk to him. And a lot of times we ask for things. We go to pray and we say, God, we want this person healed. Lord, help me with this. Lord, protect us. And that's all good. But do we talk to him any other time in between? Do we come and sit in his presence and we say, Lord, what do you have to say to me today? Lord, what do I need to hear from you? And the question I have been asking the Lord is what someone had told me to, and it made sense. It's like, ask the Lord, what do you want me to know? What do you want me to know about myself? What do you want me to know about your character? What do you want me to know about what I should do? Those things are our everyday things that we could inquire of the Lord all the time. But we get so busy, 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 busy. He has a plan for our life, and it is good. And we are given a plan from the beginning. He wants us to live life with abundance and joy abundantly. But if we're struggling on our own, always trying to be good, we're trying to be acceptable to people, and we're trying to be acceptable to God, so we're always trying to prove ourselves worthy. If I could just be a size 2, or if I could just look like this celebrity, or if I could just buy that big house that everyone thinks is so gorgeous, I could just have that. These are all things that we think that we want to do and what we want to have. But Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. The emphasis, nothing. We can't understand why we react, but God will let us know if we ask him. There's times when I thought, why do I still get upset when someone says this? Or because a lot of times there is a deep thing deep down within us, and we just don't know it, but God has to show it to us. And if we ask him, he'll reveal it to us, but he'll also help us to overcome that. He's the one that does the changing, but we have to first listen to what he's saying to us. We have to rely on Jesus and the Holy Spirit to show us. We need to ask. How many times have we really asked the Lord, what do I need to know about this? How many times? I bet you not a lot, because I recognize myself. I haven't done that until recently. He doesn't want us to live in defeat. He's given us life abundant. We cannot transform ourselves. He has to be in the midst of everything. Transform means metamorphosis, changed after being with, and to be changed. Now, we can be transformed into the likeness of who we're around. We can be transformed into attitudes and behaviors of bad behavior, as well as if we're spending time with the Lord and people of the Lord in the kingdom of God to encourage each other. So those transformations happen just by, we don't realize it's happening to us. It's like all of a sudden something's changed and we have a bad attitude about this, or we have a bad or a habit. Those habits are hard to change too. But I have to recognize that his love is what transforms us. Isaiah 30:15 says, in returning, and some says repentance, but returning is just coming back to him, and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. Those key words are important. Returning, rest, quietness, and trust. Those are things that come when we sit and are still in his presence. Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's Matthew 11:28-30. Because it shouldn't be hard. It should be an easy transition of who we are, because we believe now who we are. It's already done. It's be transformed, not strive to transform. And we get it wrong. I think we're trying to transform, but God's already given us that new nature of who we are now. And the fruit of the Spirit is grown by the Holy Spirit. Notice the scripture does not say, not the fruit of us. It's the fruit of the Spirit. That's what grows. We don't make the Spirit or the fruit grow. So how do we be transformed, or believe that we are transformed is what I mean. Because we really, we have to believe who we are now. We keep thinking that we're going to have to get better and better and better. I know that we're not done here on this earth, but still, we have to believe what's already done at the cross. We have already gotten the victory. We've been given victory to overcome the sin. We've been saved by grace. We're loved by God. We're a child of God. And on and on and on. All these things that we read, we have to believe. So we need to be still before the Lord. These aren't things that we have to do, but these are things that if we just be in his presence. Be still. Just be listening. Be who you are. Be real. Be honest. Be in agreement. Now, these aren't things that you have to strive for to do. These are just being in His presence, so these are things that are easy. And be reliant on Him to work in me and do the work. So there's a challenge that I thought my friend had given me, and it was funny because she has a little group of ladies that have been talking sort of about these things, and she's found a little thing, a little sign that says, "I tried." It was like for a little challenge thing or a race or whatever. And in the midst of conversation, how many times do you find whoever says, "I tried," or "I'm trying," you take the little thing. Because you don't realize how many times you say that to yourself. "I'm trying. I'm going to try. I'm going to try to forgive. I'm going to try to be better. I'm going to try to overlook that. I'm going to try to not eat sugar. I'm going to try to go and whatever it is." And so we know that we can't do it. Only God can do it in us. And if we believe that the power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead, that Spirit lives in us, we can do all things through Christ Jesus. There's no way that we should live in defeat and beat ourselves up and not believe what God says about us. I remember saying to God one time, because I was really having things going on and I couldn't control it. So if I couldn't control this issue or fix somebody's issue, then I was like crying out to God, "God, I don't understand why, and I can't fix this and why." And He says, "No kidding, you can't." And it was just plain, like, "No, you can't. I can't fix what's reality, but I can fix the way I look at things. I can learn to see things the way God is looking at them, not how I'm just looking in my natural way. I'm looking at all the bad things, but if I let God show me the good things that are coming through, that He's working behind the scenes, like I've said before, I know sometimes I repeat myself when I'm up here, but we don't always see what He's doing. The seed that's in the ground that you throw in the ground in the spring, you don't see it growing. You don't see it. All of a sudden, you do see it. Then all of a sudden, it's like, "Hey, there's a blossom on there, or there's a fruit on there." Like, where'd that come from? It just came. I didn't go over and say, "Grow, grow, grow." But when we try to control things and fix things and strive and try, we are defeating what God might be doing, because God has the better way of understanding what's going on in someone's heart. I'm too busy trying to figure out my own heart, and I'm trying to figure out other people's hearts. Sometimes that's like my problem. It's like, just let God deal with it. He can take care of it. If I believe it, let Him do it. I need to look at things the way God sees them, and I can accept people by remembering that I am not acting the way I always should be acting either. Can I look at myself and say, how God sees me? Can I actually believe that? We need to believe it. Those things we keep dealing with need to be handed over to the Lord and believe that He is revealing those things. He has already given us everything that we need if you let Him. But we have to let go and let Him. We have to yield to Him. We don't want to get weary in trying to do good. And we do get weary. I get tired sometimes because I have too many things in my head. It's just quit trying. Be still. Be in His presence. Trust Him with everything. And a lot of times, this is my prayer. I'd say, "Jesus, remind me who I am in You and who You are in me. Strengthen me. Remind me that I can do nothing without You." Like Paul said, "Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ." And remember that we are all freed and we are in victory because he's given us that victory over sin. And when we renew our mind, we think like Christ does. So we have to think, well, you know, if I have a renewed mind, why am I thinking this way? Because I have to know how Christ thinks, how Christ would respond, how Christ would do what he would do in this situation. So we have to believe what we know is true more in our heart than ever, because we're going to act out whatever we think and whatever we feel will turn into actions. So if I believe that I can do these things, or that I'm okay with the Lord, and whatever I do have, any problems, I repent of those things. I turn back and say, Lord, I know I messed up. He's always there ready. He's always waiting. He never turns his back on us. Amen. I know it's a short, quickie sermon, but it's not really. It's just life. It's how we live. It's how we think. It's how we believe. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your truth. Thank you for your love. It's only by your love and your grace that transformed us to be more like Christ. We thank you, Jesus, for what you did on the cross. Help us to remember that we are free indeed. The truth that sets us free about ourselves and about who we are in you. And Lord, help us to live a life free and clear of striving and trying and trying, and just let you be, and let us be who we are in your presence. We thank you for that. And we pray for your continued directions in our life, Lord, in our families also, in Jesus' name. Amen.